Now they've got everything straight. Well, it's with rejoicing that I talk with you today, because as a child of God, we have great hope.
今天能够跟大家说话真的很高兴，因为作为神的儿女，我们有极大的盼望。
Now, many of you may not be keeping up with the things of the news of the world and what's happening out there. But you know, the more you see, the more you recognize the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后可能很多人也不一定就是一直跟着这个新闻，但是如果你知道的话，你就知道说我们主来的日子近了。
It's our hope.
那是我们的盼望。
I want to ask you, sort of, let's do maybe a little game.
我们想问大家，就好像玩个小游戏似的。
But to me, it's not a game. But suppose I say to you, by Sunday morning or Sunday at noontime, Jesus is coming back.
对我来讲，这个不是个游戏。比如我要说，问你，如果在星期主日的中午或者晚上，主耶稣再来了。
And let's for a moment believe that that's when he's coming back, Sunday at 12.
让我们就是来就是。那么这一刻我们来想象，就是主，就是也相信说主耶稣就是主日，这个主日的十二点再来。
Now, to be sure you're ready, what are some of the things you feel like you must do before Sunday after at noon?
如果你要预备好，那你在十二点之前你会确定你去做什么呢？
You think about all of your loved ones and friends that aren't ready.
你就想到说你所有你所爱的家人，还有你的朋友，还有你的亲戚，他们还没有预备好。
And oh, it hurts your heart.
让你的心里边很难受。
But there'd be something in you that would say, if you knew he was coming back Sunday at noon, I have to tell them. I have to give them the gospel. I've got to show them the way to heaven.
如果我知道说主在十二点中午星期天的十二点就会来，那我就赶快去跟他们传福音，要告诉他们去天堂的路，一定要让他们知道这条路。
So that may be one of the thoughts you have of what you should do before Sunday.
所以那可能就是你想十二点之前星期天你要做的事情之一。
And I think one of the things that I would do would be to start examining myself.
另外一个我要做，对我自己说，就开始省视我自己，检视我自己。
I would think, do I have any unforgiveness in my heart?
那我心里有没有不饶恕？
I know that I have to forgive, but it's been so difficult, and it was their fault. But you see, Jesus said, we cannot get to heaven unless we forgive one another.
然后
He said, if you don't forgive,I won't forgive you.
所以我会觉得说啊，这个真难饶恕，真难原谅啊，是他们的错。但是主耶稣说，如果你们要是不饶恕人，我也不饶恕你。如果我们不饶恕，我们不能去到神，去到天国。
Oh, you say, but Sister Schwartz, you don't know what they did to me.
你会说，妈咪啊，你可不知道他们对我都做了什么。
And you don't know that they really hurt me deeply.
他们深深地伤害了我。
Oh, I know. I've had to go to Jesus and ask him to forgive me. But you know what? I didn't have the strength to forgive them.
我很多次我自己是了明白这种感受的，因为我到主耶稣面前，我请他饶恕我，因为我没有这种力量去饶恕。
And so I prayed and prayed.Until God lifted that thing and gave me strength to forgive, it was a wonderful release to my heart when God helped me to forgive those that had hurt me.
所以我就在神面前一直祷告，一直祷告，真的是神就给我，就把那个心里的那个不饶恕给，就是给抬起来，然后真的是一个很大的释放跟自由。你能经历到神帮助你，让你去饶恕，给你力量去饶恕，真的是很大的自由。
I'll tell you the truth. Just 3 months ago, I remembered a couple of pastors that came after me into one of the churches, and I had heard some things that had been said, and I felt like they did, and there was something in my heart that I still felt about them.
然后我给大家讲一个故事，就是三个月以前，那我就是其实听到，我想到说，那有一就是在我离开那个教会之后，又有一些牧师他们到了那个教会，然后他们说了他们做的，我心里面其实是有些搅动，有些感受的，就是我对他们。
And I thought I'm gonna get rid of this. I've got to somehow find peace from this. And so I wrote her a letter.
所以呢，我就觉得说我要除去这种感受，我心里要有平安，所以我就给这个牧师写了一封信。
And then right away she called me on the phone.
然后很快其实是那个教会的一些什么去到那个教会的一些牧者，他们就给我打电话，他就给我打电话了。
That's when she got my number, and there we talked it over together.
所以我们在电话里就在讲。
And so we got, I got it all cleared out of my arms.
所以我就把这种感受啊，这种不好的这种东西，这种不管是不饶恕还是什么，全部从我心里清除了。
I recognize that the devil put that thought in my heart, and it's been there for a long time.
我知道呢，这个其实是这个魔鬼撒旦把那种想法放在我心里，其实已经有很久了。
But the freedom I felt was so wonderful after everything was all straightened out. My heart was clean before God.
然后当我的心里边这些东西都被清除了，哇，那种自由，我在神面前是清洁的。
I wonder what else she might do.
然后我也在想神会再做什么，就是。
Well, we may have felt like, you know, I didn't do enough for the Lord.I need to start witnessing to people, to my doctors, to those that I come in contact with for the rest of this week, because I want to bring something to the feet of Jesus.
然后就是说如果主在星期天十二点来，那我还要做什么？我觉得可能我没有为主做足够，我没有做足够的见证，那我要对我的医生，所有我接触到的人，要向他们做见证。带领更多的人，当我见到主的时候，我会有东西带到主的脚前。
He said, "Well, you know, this is just a game."
你说这个不过是一个游戏。
And you're right. I have no idea when Jesus is coming back.
你说的对，我不知道主耶稣什么时候来。
Now I said I have no idea. That's not quite true.
当我说我不知道主耶稣什么时候来，其实这个也不是很准确。
Now, I know some things from the Word of God that I keep watching for.
然后我从神的话语里边有一些东西，然后我一直在仔细的在观察。
And it talks about wars and rumors of wars. That's always been.
他就讲到战争和战争的风声，那个总是会一直在存在。
But I think, has it always been so sudden?In the last 3 years, it seems like there's so many countries now coming out against each other and after the United States. So could this be the time?
然后呢，就好像在三年之前，突然之间好像大家就开始有很多这个征战的风声，然后有很多也是反对美国。我就在想，这个就是这个时间了吗？就是这个所说的战争和战争的风声吗？
The one thing that really grabs me is now they're talking about a one world government.
现在真正是让我警醒到，让我意识到的是他们在谈这个，就是全球政府。
And they're quicker, they're going faster and faster to bring about this one world government.
他们就是在加速度的想要这个建立这个全球的政府，就是一个实施一个全球的政府。
They're talking about a one world money.
他们又讲了一个全球货币。
And they're going to try to, they're going to digitalize the money that we have.
然后他们在想怎么要开始用采用这个数字货币。
That means our dollars and $20 and $100 and things won't be used anymore.
那就意味着 我们的现金就不太会被用了。
It goes in your bank, and it's what they call digital money.
然后他们就讲那个数字钱，就是数字货币。
Now, it won't be much different than with your credit card. The credit card, we hardly spend money today anyhow in cash. Most of our dealings is with credit cards, so it won't seem so different, you say.
对你现在来讲，因为我们很多人都用信用卡嘛，也没有说直接用现金，好像对我们来讲没有什么太大的区别。
And that's true if the bank has control of them. But if the government has control of them, the government can say whether we can spend so much or whether we have to do this or that, then take the money out for punishment. Many things they can do with this digital money.If the one world government that they're looking for comes about.
就是说现在呢我们的钱呢是被银行控制，但是如果政府控制了银行，那政府就可以控制你，就是说你这个钱怎么用，你在这个地方能花多少钱，他们有很多的方式，如果这个就是这个全球政府成立的话，他可以控制你怎么用你的钱。
So actually, there are signs, more and more signs,that the coming of Jesus is close.
所以呢有越来越多的这个征兆就表示就显示到说主耶稣的再来已经近了。
And so even though I was sort of, we're playing a game, it's really not a game.
所以我好像是在跟大家玩游戏，但是这实际上不是一个游戏。
Because he's coming.
因为他会再来，嗯。
And we have to watch carefully for him.
所以我们要真的是警醒等候他的再来。
Now you say, Sister Schwartz, why are you telling us this? Because as I watch prophecy, as I read it from the Old Testament clear through to the New Testament, and I recognize the signs of his coming, and we have to be ready. That's why I want to tell you.For this may be my last broadcast to you. And I want you to remember it as one that Sister Schwartz was talking to us about being ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你可能会说，妈咪，你为什么跟我们讲这些呢？因为呢，我在一直在读预言，那我从旧约到新约，其实很清楚的看到了神再来的这个征兆，这有可能是我最后一次跟大家这样子讲话，那我就想大家要预备好。
If you haven't noticed, I'm getting pretty old now, but you probably have noticed.
如果大家你还没有注意到，你们要注意到我已经很老了，很年迈了。
So at times I think about when he comes or when he takes me home to be with him.And I think about what he's told us. Eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, what the glory of God, what he's going to give to his children. And it's not just for now, but forever.
让我想到说，如果神把我接回家，让我回去了，那我所见到的就是眼睛未曾看到，耳朵未曾想到，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的，不单单是就是一时的，而且是永远的在这样的一个地方。
So don't miss it. Don't miss going to heaven for some little foolishness, for some little unforgiveness that is just between you and another person thatIs going to fade away in light of eternity. Get yourself ready for the coming of Jesus.
所以真的是让你自己预备好，预备好主的再来，不要就是错失了天堂，不要因为一些小事情，不要因为一些苦读，不要因为不饶恕而让你失去了这样的祝福，这样的去天堂的这样永恒的这样的祝福，让我们就预备好他的再来。
You're a lovely group of women. You're good women, many of you. But it isn't good that makes us go to heaven. It's forgiveness of all of our sins.
然后我们都是大家都是很可爱的一群姐妹，但是也都是很好的姐妹，但是并不是我们的良善我们的好可以让我们去天堂，而是罪的饶恕让我们能够到神那里。
Just like just like we're going to the doctor here to check up, we should take time to check up in our spiritual life.
就像我们要去看医生做这个体检似的，那我们也要花时间来请示我们的属灵生命。
How are we doing in our prayer life and reading the word of God and feeding on that? Start with that one.
所以我们的祷告生活，我们在神的话语上，就是怎么样花时间，从那里开始。
So that actually you're working toward getting ready for his coming.
所以我们就是在做这一切的工作，就是为了要预备好主的再来。
And in fact,None of us don't know when he's going to call us individually to him, to us going to coming, because we won't be going through the rapture, but we will through the grave.
如果我们要是不是被提的话，那我们其中也没有任何人知道说什么时候神就呼召我们回家了。如果我们不是被提，我们就是要走向坟墓。
Mrs. She told me there's a gentleman listening.So I wanted him to know that he's a handsome gentleman and that God bless him.
刚才师母提到我们其中还有一位弟兄，那我就是祝福那个弟兄，你是一位英俊的年轻的好弟兄，我就是祝福你。
At least he's handsome to his wife.
就是祝福他和他的太太。
他是说在他的太太眼中一定是一个英俊，永远英俊。
Okay, okay.好，刚才在他的在你的林弟兄在你的太太林姐妹的眼中，你是英俊年轻的这个丈夫。
You ladies will have to tell him I'm a person that jokes a lot, so we'll have to.
林弟兄，这是妈咪说他很喜欢开玩笑，他当然他说的也是事实。
Ladies, I may never see you again. Depends on what God does with me, but I want you to be ready.I want us all to have a marvelous time around the throne of God. I want us all to be able to visit each other for 100 years if we want to. I want us all to be together. So do a checkup. Have an exam for yourself. Be sure you're ready when he comes.
然后姐妹们，有可能我看神怎么对我做，我有可能不会再见到大家，但是我期待我们在主的脚前都在一起，那个时候我们可以就是可以彼此探访，我们可以有100年的这样的聊天时间，所以要准预备好。
好，我这样好不好，我们给一点机会，大概容许两个人问刚才妈咪讲的这个问题，好，它的重点里面有什么问题你觉得你想更清晰的了解的，那我们给两个，就是我们给两个问题的机会之后，我们就要大家打开你的这个摄像来跟妈咪祝福她的生日啊。
大家有问题吗？艾蕾，你要讲吗？
对，就是我说刚才妈咪提到了，就是要准备好了，那我想确认一下，怎么才算是准备好了？就是说检查我们的心，然后保证没有不饶恕的，没有苦毒在里边，是吗？还有什么其他的吗？
Well, when I say that, we have to be living for him, loving people, caring about others, as well as talking with him and getting his word into your heart.It's our whole life we're giving to him and we're using it for him. I wonder, Mrs. Shee, do you have any other ways of answering that?
我先翻译一下，他就是说要我当我说准备好，就是我们要爱他爱人，然后就是也在意周围的人，就是一个整个的一个生命的一个就是投向神这样。嗯。
好，如果以一句话来形容什么叫我预备好了，那就是每时每刻跟神同行啊，就像以诺一样，有一天被带走了，我们在不知不觉间哈。那如果以一个比较知识性的，那我要再提一下三个绝对条件，因为神 对我们的拯救是没有条件的，没有错。但是当我们进入神的家，他有他的范围，这个范围里面呢，第一个首先就是由重生进入神的家，有新的生命，有灵里面的生命，有从真到生的生命。好，那接下来呢，圣灵就跟我们在一起之后呢，我们就要因信得生，就是人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。那如果我们活在不得神喜悦的生活里面啊，那我们就心里面不会坦然的，我们没有办法像彼得说安然见主啊。那么第三个就是人非圣洁不能见神的面，等于说呢，这是一个绝对条件，这个是没有不能打折扣的啊。人如果没有圣洁，达到神的这个圣洁的性情的这个标准，或者是跟他的儿子长成同样的身量的话，那么这个就让我们就会有心里面就有一些啊、一定会有我们自己会心里面会有不安，或者是我们不会坦然的哈。那我觉得神不会让故意让我们掉在那里不知道怎么办啊。那刚才他谈到一点很重要，谈到饶恕的问题，因为耶稣讲得很清楚，我们若不饶恕人，父就不饶恕我们。那不饶恕的人能够去跟神住在永远在一起吗？那下一个问题，什么叫饶恕啊？我想刚刚他有提到，饶恕人是做不了的，人绝对做不了的。所以啊，这些我就很简单的这样来，因为妈咪说叫我要补充一下，那现在的思想上可能不会有办法很快啊，那我就帮他表达一下，张不了有没有给你一点回应 ，Ali？
嗯，好的，谢谢。嗯，因为我问这个问题，因为我担心我没有预备好。
哦，神不要我们担心，神只要我们用心。我们如果凭着自己担心，要担心不完啊。那我们在神的面前有一个很坦然、敞开的心，很诚实的心啊。神要亲自帮我们做工，做到我们可以跟他永远在一起。只要我们愿意，我常说我们愿意，他就乐意。这样子好，这是我给你的一个我们互相勉励啊。
阿门，阿门。Thank you。
等一下他要讲。Okay, go ahead.
You'll have to forgive me. One of my problems is I can't think very quick anymore.
Yeah, 请原谅我，因为现在我的那个脑筋的思绪没有办法集中，所以他刚才说叫我帮他回应一下。
So it's my mind is giving me quite a bit of trouble.But I'm glad that Dorothy's here. This is what we've done for 30 years.
We've
worked for 30 years. Because my reaction is not so fast,
but I'm happy that we've been working for 30 years. Actually, the reaction is still very fast. But when he wants to explain it, he's very nervous. This part is weak, the nervous system is very weak, the nervous system is very weak.所以不是他反应其实还是很快，有时候他一写出来那个笑话那个幽默都让我有点好像应接不暇的哈。OK， 好，那我们第二个问题还是集中在问题上好吧。
嗯，好，大家还有谁要提问？好，资平你有问题。
我可以提问一次吗？
可以，请。嗯，
就是说我想请教一下妈咪，因为我也是癌症病的。
Tell her I have it too.
就是当每次医生告诉我就病情不好的情况下，我好像老是会有焦虑，就是说老是会担心这个，就是说我想请教一下妈咪，怎么能做到像妈咪这样子很喜乐的，就是那样子坚强。然后靠上，因为我每次医生一说到我的病情恶化的时候，我就很脆弱，我就不知道，就很软弱，我就没有办法，就是很安静的那样子喜乐。
Well, the one thing I have to tell her about my cancer is not, what shall I say? It's not bad anymore.
我的癌症没有那么糟糕。
I've taken the medicine and now.My markers, one is normal and the other is very low, fairly low.
Okay, 让我解释一下, let me explain to you.
I went through a very bad time for about 3.5 years.
但是我有一个非常糟糕的时间，有三年半之久。
if I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
如果我告诉你们，你们都不会相信。
But as I went through this time,
当我经历这段时段的时候，
I remember Jesus had said to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我就记得主耶稣对我说，我永远不会离弃你。
Once we know that our sins are under the blood, no matter how much, and it's Satan that fights us, he knows that we're in trouble. And he comes and he brings these feelings and these thoughts to us. But if we can understand that if the blood of Jesus has been applied to our heart, he said, I never will leave you nor forsake you.
当我们知道我们的罪已经被主耶稣的宝血所涂抹，我们知道撒旦也会攻击我们，如果我们就是有那种感很强的感受跟想法，我们就是想到说我的罪已经被神所洁净，因为妈咪经过三年半这样一个很长的一个抑郁这样。
And every time you feel that anxiety, look up to him and say, Lord, I know that I'm your childand that you're going to take care of me.
当你每次焦虑的时候，你就去盯着神，对他说，神啊，我知道我是你的孩子，你会照看我。
Lean heavy on him, dear.
就是每次就是仰望他。
And recognize that as life is so uncertain anyway, but he's given you time to trust him, to read his word, and to get your heart ready for him when the time he calls you.
然后就是生活是充满了不确定性的，就是读神的话语，就是预备好。You mean cause your home?
Hold your home. And I want to tell
her. 如果神呼召我们回家，我们预备好。
And I want to tell her that one second that she gets home,she will be so happy that she did, that, well, words will not ever be able to say how happy she'll be as she gets into the kingdom of God.
就是当我们回到主面前，回到家的那一刻，我们不知道会有多喜乐，那个在神面前是无尽的喜乐，真的是永远的福乐。
So tell her to lean on Jesus and to read the word.Because as you read the word, it cleans your mind and it keeps the enemy away more when we read the word of God.
所以呢，就是依靠主耶稣去读他的话。当你真的是就是读神的话的时候，神会那个话语会洁净你，会击退这个仇敌，让你更靠神。
And another comfort is that she has all of these women praying for her. They have all these.The whole church praying for her, and they love her. And God is going to bring her through this. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
另外一个让你可以觉得安慰的就是整个教会在为你祷告，在爱你，神会带你经过这些，因为他应许我们，他永远不会离弃我们。
And day, one day all of us will rejoice.Around the throne of God.
有一天这所有的一切都是在神面前无尽的喜乐跟就是欢心。
好，我也稍微有点回应哈。I'm going to answer for my,
yes,
okay, 好。当然我没有经历你跟妈咪的这种切实的经历啊。但是呢我还是要预备我可能会有这种经历，所以刚才我提到那个预防，等于说当我这次听到好消息的时候，我是要有一个预防的免疫力的，有一个预防的那个加强我的预防能力啊。什么意思呢？等于说并不代表我人生就不会，即使我没有癌了，我就不会有其他的这种冲击或者带给我忧虑的事情，所以这个不是只有单件事的。那当然跟我们的模式有关系，我们是用模式来解决，用忧虑来解决问题，还是我们是用真理神的话，刚才妈咪说神的话会洁净我们，会更新我们啊。所以在诗篇里面说， 我虽然行过死荫，其实他不是走到阴间去，死荫的荫是那个阴影哈、啊，就几乎好像我就是死了，或者是预备要死了。大卫没有癌症，大卫没有绝症，可是大卫有这种经历，经过死荫的幽谷。我想知平啊，你现在难的是要经过这种幽谷又来了啊。那比较实际一下好不好啊？就是第一个，回想一下神怎么样一次一次的把你带上来啊。那又什么？为什么他又容许你又掉下去又上来又下掉上来？不是只有身体的问题。而是我们灵里面，那刚才茂一直讲的预备好跟神住在一起那个灵命，那个预备比我们这个身体的更重要。所以耶稣说那个会伤害身体的不要怕他，唯独那会杀害我们灵魂的才要怕他。现在重点在哪一个？在那个怕。我们在怕什么？那个怕，这个怕是一个非常三年以来疫情那个怕是我们最大的敌人。可是我们常常会怎么样？不要染病，病是我的敌人。我们有时候会看错了那个仇敌哈，那个怕才是我们的敌人。妈咪的那个三年，那个啊掉下去就是由怕开始的，里面有个恐惧啊。或许这样好不好？努力面前，我们在神面前恳求他给我们智慧，就是啊那个把那个怕能够拿去。然后呢，即使是在这个阴影下面走的时候呢，我们不怕遭害，我们有一个心里面。是肯定的，好，当然这样讲也很抽象了哈。那基本上还是在于我们跟神的身上，好。